Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. Rachel weeps for her children. She cannot be comforted. Welcome to my series, Emmanuel Has Come. He arrives at a great cost. This part of the story, many leave out during this season of celebrating. But it's necessary because it's part of the signs God has given His people. Jeremiah stood on the steps of the temple and shouted to the people. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping with loud lamentations, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more. Jeremiah's words were part of a prophecy that would leave many in Bethlehem grieving. Joseph saw an angel in his dream for a second time. Get up! Take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is searching for the child. The next day, Joseph got up, gathered his family, and headed out of the city of Bethlehem. Herod, the king of Judea, was furious that the Magi did not return with news where he could find this newborn king. He wanted to go and worship him too, but he knew after talking with the Magi that the star had been there for less than 2 years. So he gave orders that all male babies under the age of 2 would be slaughtered by his personal guard. The screams and tears could be heard in Bethlehem and all the surrounding villages. There was no one to comfort them. It all ended when an angel appeared to Joseph for a third time. They were hiding out in Egypt. Joseph, get up, take the child and his mother and return to the land of Israel, for Herod is dead. Joseph and Mary ended up settling in Nazareth. There, Mary treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. This is a hard story to tell at such a happy time of the year. Many people are buying presents for Christmas, enjoying a festive time of the year. Yet, the true story of Christmas and the birth of Jesus carries a harshness of life in our world of kings and political power. Emmanuel is a king whose kingdom will never end. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.